to start out, just the basics, let me walk through it pretty quickly. As we know, minerals can get severed from the surface estate, meaning you can end up with an owner of the mineral estate owning the minerals and the owner owns the surface. It's not, as we probably all know, it's not uncommon to have a handful of owners, if not hundreds of owners, in the chain of title. And there's different rights that a mineral owner can have. For example, in Texas, the mineral ownership can be broken down into executive rights. It can be broken into non-executive rights, non-participating royalty interests, where those owners only own non-executive rights, meaning they don't have a right to lease, or they may just own the royalty interests, where they're only receiving payments, but they don't actually have a right to lease. And sometimes we only will focus on the executive rights owners because that is who you would want to sign up. But you also want to know the full picture of the mineral ownership because it could impact what you're doing in the field and what you're looking to get from these owners. Specifically, if you're talking about if you skip over a royalty reservation, but in the deed it may say something to the effect of I have a right to review anything executed by the executive owner. You're going to want to know that. So it's important to get, when you do your searches, to get a full picture of what's out there. I should have said this at the beginning, but this is a lot of this will be a Texas focus, and we'll talk about other states as well. And each state should be looked at to confirm. But in Texas, and specifically, the mineral estate is dominant. And the idea is that you can't access or use a service, you can't develop the mineral estate. And in Texas, minerals and oil and gas have been dominant for years. So the law encourages the development of minerals in the event of a conflict between the mineral lessee. The mineral lessee is going to supersede the surface owner and have that right. And this is subject to limitations, as I'm going to discuss, but one of the things to remember is when you're talking with mineral owners is that the mineral estate is dominant. So you do have to understand that that the law currently, for most part, does favor the mineral owner. So as I mentioned, there are limits and there are broad rights, but there are limits. A mineral lessee's right to use the surface of the land to search for and produce the minerals is subject to a few factors. And those factors are the mineral lessee must be reasonable. Depending on the state, we could have the accommodation doctrine that applies. The minerals have to be for the benefit of only those minerals under the land. So there's some limitations on that with pooling, but for the most part, it has to be for those under the land. And it has to be in accordance with the terms of the lease and, of course, of any other applicable statute, ordinance, rule, or regulation. So when we talk about first, reasonable. So a mineral lessee's use of the surface of the land must be reasonably necessary to develop and produce those minerals conveyed to the lessee. What are some activities that we look for? It can be seismographic testing, building structures on the land for production of oil and gas, roads, water wells, water, just using water in general, to pressure wells. Those are all reasonable uses that the Texas courts have said would be considered reasonable. Some other factors to consider in evaluating whether use is reasonable is it the usual, customary, and reasonable practice in the industry under similar circumstances, alternative development methods available to the lessee, and alternative uses available to the surface owner. So when you're looking at, is an oil and gas operator on the land being reasonable? There's key factors that the courts have said that we will look to. The accommodation doctrine in Texas, that is a big topic that, and we always look to it initially. And we'll talk about this more in detail later on in the presentation, but other states also have some form of common law doctrine that you can look at. But in general, the accommodation doctrine is it creates an exception to the rule that we've talked about before, that the mineral estate is dominant. It requires the mineral owner to accommodate a surfer senior's use if certain elements are met. And again, I'm going to talk about that in more detail later because there's a new case that came out, or recently new case that came out. But it is a great tool that a surface owner can use. The other third factor is the benefit minerals under land. A mineral lessee's use of the surface must be for the purpose of obtaining and producing only those minerals under the corresponding surface. Say, the Texas Supreme Court says a mineral lessee cannot use the surface of the land to obtain minerals located under other tracts of land without the surface owner's consent. But like I mentioned, the pooling of oil and gas is an exception to this rule, meaning they can combine tracts to produce oil and gas.